And at that point, I'm going to turn it over to Pat.
All right, great. And we will also project this at the end of the webinar today, just so people have contact information. So really now, thank you for the presentations. Again, now is really the time for questions and comments. What we are doing is folks are taking notes just so we capture the issues and concerns and ideas so that the state has them. And if people could just state their name and affiliation if they have one as they start their question or comments, just helpful for people to know who's speaking is the best way to do that, or the raise hand if you can. Okay, with that, I think we're ready to go. Why don't we, Laura, go ahead and go off screen so we can see each other. And I'm gonna start, Chris has a question. So Chris, I'm gonna turn it over to you first.
Can you hear me?
Yes, there, you got it. Beautiful.
So we're in questions. I just had a, you know, obviously, thank you all for having this. Sorry, I'm in a car. I probably look like I'm in a dungeon. But, I just wanted to ask a question. Obviously, being in the fisheries, I would say that when we get to this point, I think you've already addressed, it's already been addressed, that we all wonder what's already been decided, despite the fact that a lease hasn't gone in. And I would also say that a lot of us assume that an experimental array is very likely to end up in some people's minds. I'm sure there's the hope to turn that into a full-blown array. And I'm just going to tell you that no matter what anyone says to the fishing industry, that's how we're going to feel. And one thing I would flag is when I come on this, and am I correct that the decision has already been made that it's got to be 20 to 40 miles from shore? And since it's a question, I don't want to bleed into a comment because I already kind of started doing that. But, you know, that seems like a decision that should have been at least not brought up until after you consulted with the industry, because that's exactly the kind of thing I would think the industry should offer input on. And I'm not trying to be critical, but it's hard to not worry what's already been decided and what some are hoping for when the first thing we're told is we've already narrowed it down to 20 to 40 miles from land and something about a southern main interconnect, which kind of sounds like we've narrowed an area down. And so I would just warn, you know, that's the way we're going to feel about this. And I just would ask, am I correct that decision's already been made, or is that just kind of an example of the kind of decision that might be made? Am I reading into it too much? And thank you for letting me kind of comment a little more than I should have during questions.
Chris, thank you. I wonder if we could do this. I don't know whether, Laura, you could pull up that one slide that had the criteria on it. And then I think, Selena, if you want to speak or ask your team to speak kind of about what is decided and what's not, would be, I think, helpful for people.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, for the comments and your comments about the commercial piece as the larger project. That is certainly not our plan, but I understand that the way people may feel. So it's good to hear the way that it's received. So the state has made a determination about the 20 to 40 mile band. We are looking at an area that is south of small, sorry if my kids are super loud, south of Small Point, and between south of Small Point and south of the mouth of the Sheepscot River, and so in the 20 to 40 mile band. And the 20 mile determination was made for trying to limit some of the known fishing areas, although I know that there's, well, fishing happened well beyond 20 miles at addition. So I'm not saying that that's a full rationale. And the other is to limit some visibility as well. And then on the 40 mile line, Chris, I wonder if you can answer that specific question.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Selena. So yeah, on the, this is, I think what's contemplated is a small project, right? So 40 miles is actually really far offshore for a small project. For instance, like a lot of those small projects are built in the UK as a first phase, a little bit like this, and they were within 10 miles of shore. So I think the 40 is really the practical limit of what cables can run that, you know, that distance without having to either put in second cables or offshore substations and all that sort of stuff. So it's really sort of a practical limit for this size project.
And so I'd say,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that distinction is specific for this smaller scale 12 turbine or less project. When we're talking about much larger commercial projects, for instance, in the projects south of here, commercial projects can be often 10 times the size that we're talking about now. So when you're talking about that type size project, the specific outer bound would be quite different than the smaller project in terms of the cost of energy. And you're on mute still, Chris.
And I was just going to say, if you don't mind, I was just going to say that, you know, to me, when I hear 20 to 40 miles between Small Point and the Sheepscot, well, first of all, that's a pretty narrow area already. I know this is a small project, but I'd also add that, if I don't have a chart in front of me, but that's roughly from Sagadahoc, which is a very important fishing ground, down to Platts, which is a critical fishing ground, all the way down over to, I would say, probably north or near Three Dory, towards Tooth Acres and towards the Harris Ground. I mean, I don't know of a fishier place on earth. If you're going to tell me to draw a rectangle, and I'm a tuna fisherman, a harpooner, and so we travel long distances all the time, that's one of the fishiest places, not only off of Maine, but anywhere in the world. I mean, I probably shouldn't even say that much on this, to everyone who's listening, but it's like, that's the mother load of tuna, whales, and bait right there. And so, you know, I guess, you know, at this stage, I'm happy that you're engaging us. I would just say that the optics of, it sounds like it's a small area. You know, I don't want to say too much, but that's a very fishy area. And it might've been the first place, other than, there's really no good places within 40 miles of land, you know, but I hope we'll be engaged in, not just engaged, I'm not implying anything, but, you know, I hope we're not just engaged to check that off a list. And again, it just worries me that we've already got a narrow box to start with. So I'm going to stop. Thank you for the opportunity to comment, and again, for reaching out to the industry.
Great. Thank you, Chris. I've got John Williamson next.